Radio 1 Podcast. Radio 1 Podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, today to help me with It's Only Blue Friday, we have some very special guests. Do you want to come in, guys? Cool. Please welcome our special guests. That's fine there. Our special guests on It's Only Blue Friday, the Bodmin Town Band. Whenever you're ready, lads. Yes, we've made it to our favourite day of the actual week. It's Friday. Joe in Nottingham says, "You're not a dancer. You need to dance if you want to win this competition, Scott." Simon says, "I don't like your hair. You're back on form by any standard, Scott. That was terrific." From Dave. Ian says, "Did I like that? No. I think you've just knocked yourself out of the competition, Scott." Thanks for your comments.
I actually do like your hair today. Have you had it treated?
No, I've just put something on it.
Oh, have you? Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
But it does actually look like you've made an effort.
Mm.
You've been doing telly.
No. Huh? I just want to say thank you to everybody. That's all I can say. And just keep voting for me. Just don't panic. It's 4:10 on Radio 1.
Shouldn't you thank the band as well?
And thank you to the band. That was the Bodmin Town Band. The Cornish people have been on going, "Was that really the Bodmin Town Band?" Yes, it was, but they weren't actually here. Can you imagine? They'll be... If any of them heard that, they'd be ringing each other and going, "Boy, why haven't you invited me? Why wasn't I there?"
The French horn player back in Bodmin's really annoyed he wasn't invited.
Come on, I got left out. But they weren't actually here, but there was the Bodmin Town Band. But I do quite like the idea of having a live brass band in for a future Only Believe Friday, if anyone wants to do that.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Everyone's wondering where Becky is today. Don't worry, she hasn't spontaneously combusted, but she is feeling a bit better, if you care. But she's still got a really big face, and we can't have people with faces that big in this studio because it will make the rest of us look like pinheads. So, I'd quite like to look like a pinhead for a change, because normally I'm a moon face. So it would be nice for my face to be smaller than everyone else's for a change, but we can't have that. So hopefully she might be back on Monday.
If she was to combust now, though, it'd be kind of like a slow-burning combustion, wouldn't it? Because it wouldn't be that spontaneous, because it was about this time yesterday we were expecting her to spontaneously...
It's like the least spontaneous combustion ever. Like 24 hours later. Just sat there, like, waiting for it to happen.
Ponderous combustion.
Come on. Am I going to combust or not?
She's all right, though.
Yeah, she's fine. One. Scott Mills. Now, do you remember yesterday we were talking to... Well, we had someone text in, didn't we, that claimed he knew somebody who said his uncle had invented deep-fried camembert.
Yeah.
That?
Yeah, we did.
But then the same person also said that his uncle was David Seaman. So there's three possibilities from this, right? One, he's lying. Yeah. Two, he has many talented uncles. Or three, David Seaman invented deep-fried camembert. But do you think that's possible?
The
starter of champions. Brilliant head at deep fried camembert.
My hope would be number three.
What, that David Seaman... Can we look that up on Wikipedia, please? Yeah.
It's probably already on there.
What, David Seaman invented deep fried camembert?
Yeah.
But then I was talking to someone about this yesterday, right, after the show.
What, David Seaman and camembert?
No, like that bloke that texted in.
Yeah.
And they reminded me that someone at school tried to convince us for a couple of years that his dad was one of the Pet Shop Boys. I don't know which one. I don't know if it was Neil Tennant or the other one. And like one of my mates that I went to school with reminded me last night. Now, right. I don't even think we believed him at the time, but we just kind of went along with it. Right, okay, good, yes.
What a strange band to have picked.
No, but it's the kind... Yeah, I know. But it is the kind of thing that when you're at school, you probably would say.
Yeah.
How can I impress people? I know. I'll tell them. My dad is one of the Pet Shop Boys. You must have said some stuff.
Did you never ask which one?
I don't remember. We were just talking about the David Seaman deep fried camembert incident, and he was just saying, do you remember, I'm not going to say their name, do you remember so-and-so at school who told us his dad was in the Pet Shop Boys? He must have made stuff up at school like that. You must have done something to impress people.
No, I didn't.
Did you not?
No.
Right, you wouldn't tell me anyway.
What, made up that my dad was in the Pet Shop Boys?
Or something like it.
Why, what did you make up?
I can't remember.
You bet you did.
I didn't, I probably did, but I just can't remember. I can't believe the amount of people that have. Like, this person here who said, Ruben, this is, he told people at school that his uncle invented the question mark. And someone who's 17, I remember telling a friend that I went to swimming lessons with Leonardo DiCaprio, and that he was my cousin, and that he was making Titanic 2. That's kind of when it didn't happen. That's when it kind of they maybe twigged. And also, Derek off of Newsbeat upstairs, Derek Knight, his name is, at school, he was telling people that his uncle was Michael Knight off of Knight Rider, off of the Hoff. He's not even real. Radio
1, Scott Mills.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's that?
Amanda.
Hi, Amanda. What are you saying?
When I was five, I made all the kids at school call me Princess Amanda because I said that my mum was marrying Prince Charles, and they all did call me Princess Amanda.
So all the kids at your school called you Princess Amanda?
Yes, they did. Yes.
For how long?
Quite a while, until the wedding didn't happen, really, I suppose.
Right.
When the kids found out, what did they say to you?
Well, it's a long while ago, so I can't really remember, but I got away with it for quite a while, and I think I convinced myself as well.
Do you still get people to call you Princess now, from time to time?
I have my moments, yeah.
I love you, Princess Amanda.
Love you too.
Now, this is a story. Listen to this. When I was about 8, I told people I was run over by a car and was now part man, part machine. Now, that's a story.
Yeah.
And that I bleed oil.
No.
Yep. Fell for it. Radio 1 Podcasts. Podcast. Hello?
Hi, Scott. It's Charlotte.
Hi, Charlotte. Where are you?
Evesham.
How can I help?
I've finished all my Christmas wrapping.
What? Just now?
Yeah, I did it all today.
Wow, that's really organised, / bit weird.
Yeah.
So you've had a lot of time recently, have you?
Yeah.
Amazing. Well, that's good. You've got it all done now.
Yeah, all finished.
You got any paper left?
Yeah, loads.
Right. Well, you know what you need to do, don't you?
Yeah.
What do you need to do?
Wrap myself up.
That's what you need to do.
Are you going to do that now?
Yeah. You know it's Christmas in the
You are going to do it now.
Right, not now, because I'm outside.
Oh, all right, cool.
Yeah,
when
you
get
when
back
you
in.
Get back inside.
Yeah.
If you wrapped yourself in paper, who would you like to present yourself to?
Lewis Hamilton.
Fair enough. What's that kind of...
Is he popping around for Christmas?
I wish.
Mm. Right.
Yeah.
Don't be saying that. That Nicole Scherzinger woman will slap you down.
Mm.
It kind of depends who it is, doesn't it? Like if you're doing the unwrapping as well. Because you could be in for a real nice surprise or quite a nasty shock. Do you not think?
What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, it's like... Oh, brilliant, it's Jessica Alba. Or... it's Boy George.
This is...
Radio 1.
Radio 1.
Every week, Radio 1 brings you the best music and the best entertainment podcasts.
Radio 1.
Download them now. Download them for free.
Radio 1.
bbc.co.uk/podcasts. Download Radio 1's Indie Weekly.
Welcome once again to the Radio 1 Indie Weekly podcast.
Download Radio 1 Introducing.
Radio 1 Introducing.
Download Radio 1's Punk Show.
You have downloaded the Radio 1 Punk Rock Show podcast. I'm Mike Davis. Thank you for doing that.
Download Radio 1's Rock Show.
Radio 1's Rock Show with Daniel P. Cole. Carter.
Radio 1 Podcasts.
Radio 1.
Download them now. Download them for free. bbc.co.uk/podcasts.
Some podcasts available in the UK only.